listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're going jolly out there today. I'm having a fabulous morning. It's been one of those slow down time days. Isn't that great? It feels like the world is going so quickly, but this morning was just like time expanded. And that came after some good meditation too. So I can't take all the credit for doing that. It's some kind of divine guidance. What a gorgeous morning it is here. I hope wherever you are in the world, it's equally lovely and you are going to take time today, not only for yourself to make your own life brighter, but take a little time for somebody else's life and make their life brighter too. This week, we have a special guest, Chantalyn, and Chantalyn is the leader of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce here in Santa Monica, California. She's also a dear friend of mine, and we've worked together before on a variety of things. I've been on her panels as a medical intuitive several times for the chamber, as well as meeting Camille Leon, the lady who actually started the Holistic Chamber of Commerce across the United States. And Camille's a dynamic woman that has really put her heart and soul into that movement. So if in your area, if you're in the U.S. and you're in the healing arts or the healing arts field, you can check in and see if you have a Holistic Chamber of Commerce where you are. And it's just a wonderful way to meet people, a wonderful way to network with other practitioners and people that are kind of in the bioenergetic fields of all kinds. But Chantalyn's going to come today, and she's going to join us to talk about a very special itty-bitty book that we're going to do. So as you all know, I've put out several books last year, and they've been really incredible, best-selling collaboratives with other women. And the first one was The Silver Lining of Cancer. So you can go on Amazon, check that out, and go to the website and get a signed copy there on makinglifebrighter.com. And The Power of Your Inner Brilliance came out this fall. That's another amazing book, and so proud to be a part of that. That is a super-duper book put on by Carnelian Moon and Debbie Belnavis Brimble, and that was just a super duper thing. Now I have another one coming out called Manifested Blessings. And this is a really special book upcoming because it's a tracker book, meaning you can share it with somebody. You can read it and share it. And it will track all the way around the world. You can find out who's read it, where it's gone to. It's totally cool as a concept. So very proud to be a part of that. And then we're going to have my big book upcoming in 2020. But first, the long-awaited itty-bitty book. And this is going to be a very special book that's coming. And when Chantalyn comes on, she will share with us what the title is going to be and where we're taking it, because this is a great, great concept. Maybe some of you have heard about Itty Bitty Books. And we're going to have the founder of Itty Bitty Books on as well, Susie Pruden. And Susie's been on Oprah. She's been on all kinds of shows. She's just been a dynamic publisher and author over time, and Susie is someone that I very much respect. She's a neat, neat lady. So look forward to having Susie on upcoming. But let's touch base on a few things that are going on. I want to answer some of the questions I'm getting for you before they come on. I have been featuring Russell-J. Colin Gould and all the performances that he did in Washington and what that means to the world and why he's done those things over time. And so when I did this series with Russell, the listenership skyrocketed, and it continues today. With all the mail that I'm getting about this series, people are asking me questions from all over the world, from all different countries. So I wanted to answer a few of those questions. Number one is, people that follow this and understand what quantum grammar is and quantum banking and what David-Wincolin-Miller did along with Russell J. Gould, what they did together and what happened in the end seems to be a big mystery to people. There's discrepancy in David's performances and the outcome of that. So David eventually died, and Russell is the one that continues to hold the authorities based on the performances he did around government, quantum banking, the banking system, basically new periodic table and the charters, all logged in at the State Department of Defense. The Library of Congress has a copy of his performances, and that's just been recently uncovered or rediscovered. So to give you a little bit of an update, there's people in England that are asking me lots of questions, and they want to know about Mark Krishan. In the interviews, if you go back to the archives on the radio page on Making Life Brighter, you will hear Russell directly speak about that, and it's coming from the horse's mouth. He's saying that the man that is Mark Krishan over in England selling judgeships for money and giving people authority as if he has the authority to give it out is incorrect. So I'm just telling you and repeating to go back and listen to those interviews in the archives, because according to Russell, those authorities are not accurate. So you would be getting a judgeship that you paid for. I don't know how you can pay for a judgeship. That's kind of odd. But you'd be getting a judgeship or an authority to a judgeship by someone that doesn't have the authority to give it to you, according to Russell. But please go back and listen to those interviews. Additionally, in spending time with Russell and having spent time with him personally and listening to the stories and kind of hearing things as they pass by and seeing the people that came and went, I can tell you that he feels that he told me directly, David-Wynn-Miller's book that he left regarding how to navigate court systems and with the quantum grammar and things like that was, quote unquote, specifically flawed to deceive people. So that's what he told me. And I'm answering the questions that are coming in by email about this. So that's kind of what he feels and what he said. Therefore, following that book by David-Wynn-Miller may not be in your best interest. So additionally, other people want to know, you know, is this guy the real deal? Does he really have the authority? From everything that I've personally seen and witnessed in the interview process and the people that have been around for that, it appears that he does. Now, he has many, many charters. I have eyewitnesses of the people that have said they've seen these charters and they've been there for the performances. So it's up to you to do your homework and to judge what you feels right to you. I would hope if he does have that authority, wholly and solely, that he would be able to lend to our world in a positive way along with that. And from what I can tell, he's set up many programs that have also been kind of hijacked or tried to be stolen from him and altered both by other countries and our government. And he's put things in place that were for the people. So I know that it's necessary to have people come forward and call him forward for a performance. Like, they'd have to go to their senators, they'd have to go to their congressmen, they'd have to go to pull him forward so people can see him in a performance doing what he does. That's the most important thing. He's not going to just go out and do something for people, because it's very dangerous for him to do that. From what I understand, he'd need some protection and some backing to go in there, because not everybody's friendly around change. So if that helps anybody out there, I know there's many questions that come to me about his legitimacy and can he please help them in their court case. I can't exactly speak for him, but he did tell me he's busy currently and he, at this point in time, is not handling court cases for anyone. If that changes, I'm certainly happy to let you know. But right now, he's busy doing whatever he's doing, and so I will relay your messages to him whenever I speak to him, but until then, that's the best I can tell you. I think that it's necessary for you to listen to all the Warcastle videos and take that into account, as well as go back and listen to all the archives beginning July 11th and then the following week and then every other week after that. You'll see them on there on the archives. Take a listen and educate yourself. He's speaking about these things, and I do have some outtakes on the radio page too. So I just wanted to address that because people have been asking me. And one last thing, I had listeners asking me about John of God. I think John of God really shot himself in the foot with what he did. It was a beautiful sanctuary, healing hospital for people to come together from all around the world. And I'm very sad to see the development of charges and accusations against him. But I can tell you from firsthand witness that there was also good there. And the good that took place was just a beautiful setting with a beautiful way in which they, you know, did their meditations and other things. How people got into the position that he's accused of harming them in is beyond me. I never saw that. I never had witness to that. I didn't know anybody that had that happen to them, so I can't even speak to that. But I can say the entities of light, in my opinion, are absolutely real, and there was a lot of benevolent, beautiful energy there for the benefit of people worldwide, and I do believe people benefited. It's just too bad that it's come to this, and that's really all I can say about it. So now, without further ado, we're going to step forward into a very positive next step, which is all about our amazing itty-bitty book, and we have our special guest, Chantalyn. Chantalyn, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hello, honey. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
It's so great to be here with you. Thank you. Thank you for taking time to do this. Let's talk about it. I told people in the beginning of the show that we were doing this, but I wasn't sure of the title. So do you have a title this morning?
Yes. That's so funny. Yes, we talk about many titles, but I feel that what would be interesting is to call it the Amazing Itty Bitty Book of Everything I Need to Know to Be Well, and it would be a 14 authors sharing their expertise.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's wonderful. So say the title again so people will know what it is.
The Itty Bitty Book of Everything I Need to Know to Be Well.
Everything I Know to Be Well from the Itty Bitty Book Series. Everything that is so cool. So
yeah,
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is it that had you do this in the first place? Why did you decide on an itty bitty book in order to showcase these things?
Well, when I had the idea is because, you know, I'm still running the Santa Monica Holistic Chamber of Commerce, as you know. You're one of our new founding members, I would say. And, you know, we thought we had so much wisdom to share at every one of our live events, as well as, you know, our gatherings and sharing our message of holistic health, wellness, in every which way. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun if we do a book together? And then we have the publisher, Itty Bitty, who is also part of the chapter. And originally it was going to be a book about all of our experts in the Santa Monica Holistic Chamber of Commerce. And then we realized that, you know, the world needs to know more about us. And so I've been on this mission to curate a nice group of authors who are all experts in their own right, including yourself, Winifred Adams. I'm so honored to spearhead this project because it's exciting. It's fun. And I love the idea of being a fun little book that you can pick up anywhere. It takes you 2 minutes to kind of browse through, and it's chock full of wonderful, interesting tips and, you know, ideas of, you know, how to be well, how to live well, how to be well, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically. And I'm like, wouldn't anybody want to know a little bit more about this? And then to make it available to people worldwide. So we branch out of the Holistic Chamber and just kind of making this a global message, because who doesn't want to be well?
I love it. I really love it. Now, where could people find this book, and when will it be out?
We're hoping to shoot for February, between February and March. It is already completed. We have all the chapters in, and now is the process of editing and publishing, and people can find us probably on Amazon to begin with. And then we're going to have it, you know, in real, what do you call that, real physical form, hopefully mm-hmm. by March.
In print form? Great. Absolutely. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, why do you feel the Itty Bitty Book is unique in its brand to other small books like that? What is it that you feel is so catching about this?
You know, it's so cute, the name, the Itty Bitty, number one. Number two, with all that we are, you know, and with all that we are inundated on a day-to-day life basis, you know, it's nice to catch attention in short little things. You know, so it's not like, it's not a huge commitment. And then you'll see something and it'll catch your eye, it'll catch your attention, it'll resonate, and then you can do more research. And I love just getting the messages out to as many people as possible, so then it can fit into your life anywhere, anytime you want. You can sit at the airport waiting for your flight. You can be on a flight. You could be, you know, before bedtime. You know, it could be, and it's like 2 minutes to get so much information. I love that. I love the concentrated form, you know, but I feel it's very effective and it's fun. It just seems like a fun idea to do an Itty Bitty Book.
It is fun. And on that note, I love it. I really do. And I'm so proud to be a part of this. And we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more from Chantalyn right here on Making Life Brighter Radio. So stay tuned. And upcoming, we also have the founder of Itty Bitty Books, Susie Pruden. So stay tuned.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Do you feel that you aren't at your best when it comes to your personal health? Even if your doctor gives you a clean bill of health and says everything is in working order, perhaps you aren't feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Rebecca Risk overcame pain and fatigue despite all tests to the contrary. Learn how she put her health back on track and how you can too on Falling Through the Cracks. Live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
It's all about the Itty Bitty Book today. I just want you to know, our upcoming Itty Bitty Book put out by the Santa Monica Holistic Chamber of Commerce Group and headed up by Chantalyn, who is our online guest right now, is what's upcoming. And we're going to release this very soon. And Chantalyn said that it's going to be out there first on Amazon, hopefully, and then in print by March. So tell us the title one more time, Chantalyn.
It is the amazing itty-bitty book of everything I need to know to be well.
There you go. You'll have your handbook that you can give as a gift. It should be in every gifting that you're going to do. You can just put it in a little gift bag for people. You can fit it in your purse. You can take it in your backpack. It can go everywhere with you. Because yep. It's an itty-bitty book. It's like the Cliff Notes. That's what this book is. It's like the Cliff Notes of holistic experts in this arena. And so, yeah. Chantalyn, who are some of the people that you know that have contributed to this, and what do they do in life?
Okay. Well, I can talk about a couple of people, but I want you to tell people about your chapter. But like I have, for instance, one of the coaches, a life coach, is Lucy Tassarova. And she wrote a book all about, you know, how to not set up flat goals so that you can actually achieve them. So cute little tidbits like that, you know, really great gold nuggets for people. And then we have another author. Her name is Cheryl Walker. She does a family constellation. So she's helping people to resolve unresolved issues. Sometimes, you know, you come into life and you're carrying on energetic things from your family, and how to clean and clear everything so that you, you know, when you move forward in life, you're clearing your own path and not carrying on your ancestors or your parents' stuff, you know, things like that. And then I have another doctor, Elena Eustache. She is a, board certified psychologist, and she's actually writing a couple of chapters, but one of them is how to be a healthy feminine woman, because a lot of time being in business, you got to learn to have the healthy masculine to get business done, but you don't want to lose your sweet, healthy feminine side as well. And things like that. And then I love your chapter on medical intuition and it's amazing information in two little pages.
I know, isn't it? When you get to doing it, you're like, this is really great. This is the way to actually kind of outline a real long version book, because it forces you to come to the point of what you're trying to say. And I just loved, actually, the exercise of it was very, very good. It was a healthy explanation, in short, of what it is that you are doing, and most of all, why you're doing it. So how can this help someone else? And I realized initially when I got into this project, Chantalyn, I was going to write about my own work. And recently, I just launched the Global Association of Medical Intuitives. And the goal with that association is not only to have a forum for people that are professionals and those that would like to learn more about it, but also to showcase the very best in the world through a process and a system of vetting. And what I've come to realize after having launched this program is that there's an actual national certification board that's being formulated right now to take people that would like to be medical intuitives and actually certify them officially and test them. And there's really but one school that fits the bill, and that's Wendy Coulter School. And so Wendy is someone that I've been on a panel with in the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, and she and I are colleagues. And Wendy teaches medical intuition, and I do medical intuition and extreme healing work. And so we've come together to talk about this and find the best way forward so that medical intuition eventually will be recognized by the medical community as a viable modality that eventually could even be licensed or possibly even billed for insurance and things like that. And we can find ourselves working side by side with diagnosticians and doctors and other people legally, and that there's a standard and a standard of ethics for that performance. So that's why the Global Association of Medical Intuitives was formed, and we will create an alliance going forward with the certification board, which is in motion right now. But the chapter that I wrote about is talking about, if you want to become a medical intuitive, what is it that you need to know? Well, quite frankly, most medical intuitives are born with a gift. Some come into it later in life and realize they have a gift. But to learn about that gift and be in your gift takes training. And to be very accurate at that level of scanning people's bodies accurately and knowing what the origin is, the root cause and everything, just like you'll find on a proven diagnostic test, needs to have disciplined, continued focus. And that takes time. So my chapter is all about that and taking little tidbits about, you know, what it is you need to do and how you have to do that with integrity. And it's just a sweet way to put it down. I love this book, and I'm going to be very proud to hand this to people, gift it to people, put it out there for fun for people. You know, it's the perfect kind of thing that bridal showers should have. All kind of wedding planners should have. It's fabulous. It's the kind of thing that people could put out there all over. So I'm just happy to be part of it. Thank you. And thank you for letting me feature Gammy in this book. That's really good.
Well, I'm so excited that you're doing that chapter.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's so needed because this is a field that people will be coming into that is primarily untouched because it hasn't had any shape or form. So, you know, Reiki had to go through its steps in order to be recognized legitimately, and acupuncture and chiropractic and all that. This is the next modality that's coming. And medical intuition does not mean healing work. Medical intuition is simply the scanning of people's bodies accurately and then can be proven diagnostically or vice versa. So it's very exciting. And I just have to say, Chantalyn and I, we've had some fun out here recently. We went to a Cyndi Lauper concert. We went to see Avril Lavigne. We've been having fun since we met at the Santa Monica Chamber of Commerce. We've done meditations. We've had lots of good lattes on the Malibu Pier. We've had it. Now, upcoming, Chantalyn is what I call the world's greatest gatherer. She has an incredible gift for gathering people worldwide and bringing them together for a purpose and a cause, and I love her for this. She is forever the champion of everyone. And she is now launching her TV show on Awoken TV. So tell us a little bit about your show, Chantalyn.
Well, the show is called What Makes Your Heart Sing. And it's a principle and philosophy for me on a daily basis from the most trivial things. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, should I have a cup of coffee? Should I have tea? And I ask myself, well, what makes my heart sing? And it's funny to say things like that, but it became a kind of like my thing that I'm like, if I don't have my love in it or my heart is not jumping for joy, then it's very clear I shouldn't be doing it. And I that's the whole premise of also my chapter, because I want to help people to find joy and passion and love and enthusiasm for life, even right where they are at. Because we all have our own moments. We all have challenges. And just like you said, through the midst of all of this stuff, we got to have fun. And if we kind of shifting ourselves into the mode of balancing ourselves, like, you know, we have to worry so much, we have to take care of business so much, and it is so important to also start looking for the fun of life. And like you said, you know, it's so important to have that fun latte on the pier on a nice day. It's fun to get to concerts, it's fun to see friends. We can't just you know, the saying that, you know, if you make it fun, it's not work anymore. Well, how can we do it right now, right where we are? Because a lot of time people think, well, I won't be happy until I have that next house or that great job or that great relationship. Well, how can you have fun even now? Because I believe that miracles are a natural occurrence. You just have to attune yourself to it and you have to be able to see. And we come from a place of gratitude, then it's great. I'm so grateful that the sky is blue. I'm so grateful that it's sunshine, that I can sit here and have a cup of coffee with my girlfriend. You know, like the smallest thing, if we start from that space, I believe what we focus on expands. And so that's my vision of everything that I do in life. Does it make my heart sing? Yes. I love getting together with friends. I love being a champion for all people who are doing all great things in life. And so that's just my philosophy in general. And I wanted to share that into the world. Because
thank you so much.
Right now.
We do need it, and what you're doing is beautiful. And so my hat's off to you, and congratulations on your new show. And thank you for being the spearhead for putting this amazing itty-bitty book together. And Susie, I think we have Susie Pruden on the line. Come on in, Susie. Come join us. Are you here?
I'm very delighted to be here, and I'm enjoying listening, and I'm enjoying the excitement that you have for this amazing itty-bitty book.
We are so happy that you've come to join us, and it was a little bit last minute, but I'm happy you were able to join us, because Susie Pruden is the founder of Itty Bitty Books. So, Susie, tell us the history of this amazing brand and where it came from and why you did this.
It was a total accident.
Of course.
I don't believe in accidents. I had asked God. I'm a very established published author with a lot of the big New York houses. I've written 11 books. I have a New York Times bestseller from before the internet. And I've had several different careers. I've been a fitness expert. I've been a body mind pioneer. I've been a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and TV host. And I was talking to God. And it was when I was doing coaching with entrepreneurs with using hypnosis to help them overcome their blocks and what's keeping them from their success. And I was getting tired of hearing the same thing, such as, I don't want to pick up the phone. Well, if you're in business, you have to pick up the phone. Or, I don't want to follow up. Well, if you don't follow up, you can't be in business. So I said, God, I'm really tired of saying the same thing over and over again. I want to do something bigger, better, reach more people, make a bigger difference. And my sister and I have been working together for about 30 years and writing books. And everything we've done has always had my name on it. And because I've been doing business since 1965, and my name is Susie Pruden is a brand. We had written a book in 2006 at the suggestion of a coach, James Malincheck, write a small book. Now, we've always written big books. So we thought, okay, we'll write a small book. And as we were driving to L.A. from Las Vegas, coming home from the event, I said to my sister, I'll write a book called Susie Pruden's Itty Bitty Weight Loss Book. And I didn't have time to write the book. She wrote the book. We didn't know what we were doing. And designed the cover and everything. We bought the obligatory 2,000 copies. And I think this is 2006. I think I have 1,800 left. And it didn't do anything because we didn't know what we were doing. In the meantime, between 2006 and 2014, my sister learned how to do the back end of publishing. And the reason we had done it incorrectly was we didn't know what we were doing. Now she knew what we could do. So I asked her to change the cover, and she showed me the new cover, which was perfect for the weight loss industry. It had a picture of a scale with feet on it. But the title had changed from Susie Pruden's Itty Bitty Weight Loss Book to Your Amazing Itty Bitty Weight Loss Book. And my ego had a blip. And as I'm looking at it, I thought, actually, this is a $1 million business. And we don't have to write the books. So 4 days later, we were in business. We had a corporation. 2 weeks later, we had our first author. 6 weeks later, we had our first published book. We now have about 80 books up online. And for those of you who are listening, if you go to www.itty bitty publishing.com. It's not ittybittybooks.com. That's a UK company. And those are really itty bitty. Those are like 2x2. Ours are not that small. And what we realized in writing the 15 steps, now in the Santa Monica book, it's 15 experts, each having 2 pages. In a book by one author, it's 15 steps, 15 things you need to know, 15 thoughts on whatever the topic is. Each chapter is only 2 pages. And the first page of each chapter is written in numbered sentences and paragraphs, and page 2 of each chapter is written in bullet points to support page 1 and also to send people to the author's website where they can get more information, because as I explain to my authors, your website is fluid. You can always add and subtract. Your book is static. Once it's done, it's done. And you said, Winifred, you said earlier that it could be an outline for a bigger book. We tell our authors when they write their itty-bitty book, it can be used as an outline for a bigger book. So you're right on. You're absolutely right on.
It really did feel that way. It was a very, very good exercise to go through for clarity and really honing who you are, what you're speaking about, what your points are, and what you're offering people, what you can assist people with. In this case in particular, it was very nice. So I love the format. It's easy to use. You fill out a template. You work with Susie and her sister in that way. You hand it in. It's fairly painless. It's easy.
For some it isn't. For some it's agonizing because they want to tell their story. And there is no story in Itty Bitty. You can't say, I developed this process because at the age of 2, I fell out of bed, landed on my head. There is no story.
You know? Well, we love the Itty Bitty book brand, and we're going to talk more with Susie Pruden in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, because today it's all about the Itty Bitty book, and it's all about our very cool Itty Bitty book titled, Chantalyn. What's our title?
Everything I Need to Know to Be Well.
There you go. And we are proudly from the Santa Monica Holistic Chamber of Commerce here in Los Angeles. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. And if you'd like to hear today's show and all the other archives that I spoke about earlier in the show, you can go to makinglifebrighter.com on the radio page and you'll find us there. You can subscribe on iTunes under Making Life Brighter and under Winifred Adams. And you can also find me on the Health and Wellness Channel at voiceamerica.com. And recently, we've been added to iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify. We're everywhere. So everybody needs an itty-bitty book, especially this one. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica.
Healthcare has been a major part of news stories today, with one thing that has been consistent: inconsistency. Both healthcare providers and patients have to work around and get used to a constantly changing set of rules and issues. Nurses have historically been left out of this decision-making. Listen to Once a Nurse, Always a Nurse, Exploring the World of Nursing with host Leanne Meyer. Health professionals, we invite you to share your ideas and experiences while listening to experts in various areas of nursing. Listen Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
When a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, it's probably the most frightening thing that's ever happened to her. Friends and family often don't know what to do for support, not to mention the patient herself. That's where Breast Friends Cancer Support Radio comes in. Join Becky Olson, breast cancer survivor and advocate. She helps by providing inspiration, information, and most of all, hope. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. Are you going jolly? I just want to know, have you made someone else's life brighter today? Well, after this show, you certainly can, because you can give them our itty-bitty little book. And our itty-bitty book, that's what it's called, our itty-bitty book. So I am so excited to have these ladies with us today. Now, Susie, we were talking about your career and how you founded Itty Bitty Books. What's happened since then? Tell us a little bit about the brand and what it's done in the world, and some of the people that have written Itty Bitty Books.
Well, it's interesting that you ask that, because it's different for everyone, obviously. some of my authors, I've got about 85 authors right now, that actually more with the 15 experts, because I've got a 15 experts business book, and now I'm going to have a 15 experts health and wellness book, and after that a 15 experts coaching book. And any topic that comes along, if I can find 15 experts for it, I'll make it into a book. The range of our books is amazing. We have astrology, we have space exploration, we have business building, self-hypnosis, gratitude. The authors, some of them follow the directions and take their books and use them as marketing tools. I believe your book is a business builder, not a business card. And I have one author who's, when he wrote his book, Little Black Book of Sales, he was making about $100,000. He has increased that 7 times a year.
That's incredible.
Using his book as a business tool. He's doing a bestseller. We're doing a bestseller campaign for him today. So anybody listening can go to Kindle, and his name is Anthony Camacho, C-A-M-A-C-H-O, and his book is about the cold calling, and you can buy it for 99 cents.
Wow, that would, that's help fantastic.
Get number one, just for today.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
great.
That's what we do. It is. It's phenomenal. We do this with every single author. We give them a bestseller day. We've done 66 campaigns so far. We have 65 bestsellers. And the only reason why we don't have 66, this is so silly, is the person that we were working with would not do anything we told her to do to make her book a bestseller.
And some people do that.
Somebody else. Pardon me?
Some people do that, yes.
Some people do that, yeah. I said, and now she wants to do another one, but none of the people that bought her book originally can buy her book at 99 cents again. So it just didn't work. We say, this one's you're going to have to do on your own. But it works. And what happens is, first of all, it positions the person as an expert in their field, as an authority. It helps you get booked on radio and television and newspaper articles, podcasts. Anybody with an itty-bitty book can take it to a podcaster if it's the same topic. And there's so many topics on healing right now. They can take their book and say, I will be a very good interview for you. Here is my book. You know, and then they can base the show around the book so that it allows the author more visibility. And for me, with Itty Bitty Publishing, it's all about business. How can we increase your business? Chantal, and you don't know this yet because I just decided to do it. I'm creating a university. And every author will be a quote-unquote professor in the university. And they will have an opportunity to do an interview with me and then a class of some sort that they will give away for free on the university site and then lead the student to courses that they give for fee. So, it's another marketing tool, but it'll be under the brand, the Itty Bitty University.
Love it. And wow. I love that.
It's very, very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so all of us that wrote in that will basically be as part of your university, and we'll be sharing whatever course you want us to share there, right?
Yes.
So,
well,
wow, that's so cool.
Your course can be based on your chapter.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is you're basically, just like the Itty Bitty book does, you're introducing yourself to a wider public.
That's so brilliant. That's wonderful. Well, now, are we going to have the opportunity to sell this on Kindle the same way, or is that just for
Absolutely.
Authors?
Kindle and Amazon, and you will also get an Amazon bestseller campaign, and Donna is collecting all the chapters right now, and we have new editors, so we're moving forward, and it is exciting. We'll probably be out in March, and the thing about, this is important, 95% of Americans don't read anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And but they all want information. And there's been studies that show that people buy informational books, but only, this is funny, only read about 30 pages. Then they stop reading.
Mm.
As I said, this was an accident.
Our book is 30 pages.
Itty-bitty books have 30 pages.
Yes. I love it. It's so perfect. It's very divine. Very. Well, this is going to be perfect.
Really,
so when the Kindle campaign comes out, you all that are listening can go to makinglifebrighter.com on the Facebook page and follow along there. And you will be first to know when that's actually happening. And you can contribute and get your itty-bitty book for 99 cents at that point in time. So go ahead and like the Facebook page, Making Life Brighter, and I'll be sure to share it with you there once it's up and going. So that'll be a fun contribution.
And the wonderful thing is, it is 15 experts in the healing fields.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting 15 different takes on healing.
Oh, yes. Yep. And that's so critical because everybody is drawn to a different modality. You may have a need for this one and then a need for that one. And yet the education that you get in this little book, everybody can benefit from and read. Everybody. You don't have to be just looking for a modality. You can take it in quickly enough that you can just really learn something. You can sit down for coffee and learn something. It's amazing.
It's a 20-minute read.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Susie, for being on this morning. Thank you, Shantalyn, for coming and sharing and for putting this together and all that you are. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be a part of it, and I'm honored that you are a part of it.
So, Shantalyn, what makes your life brighter?
You know, surrounding myself with people who support me in finding joy and passion and fun in every moment I possibly can.
I like that, too, and the fun part especially. So we're going to bid you adieu, Shantalyn, and Susie, I'm going to continue on, and we're going to have a bit more of a chat about the book publishing world. So thank you so much.
And great day.
Go jolly, Shantalyn. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye. Susie, what do you see as the trend today in book publishing besides the 30-minute read? What do you see changing? Because you've been doing this for a while. You know.
I've been doing this a long time, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My first book came out in 1972. The industry has totally changed. And the big houses are seriously suffering because so many people can just write their own book and put it up.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that those people have, a lot of people think that because people in the past have made a lot of money, I've made a lot of money writing books when I was in the fitness field. You don't make a lot of money writing books. And I tell all of my authors that right before they sign the contract. And I tell them, you're not going to make your money back selling books. Some people do. Most people don't. The average I've learned is about, for the life of an online book, is about $800. And I do know people who make thousands of dollars, but not many. So people have to realize that if they're going to write a book, the book has to have a purpose. It has to be more than just a story, unless you're writing a novel. A lot of people think that their life is a book. Well, it is to them, but it isn't necessarily to millions of people. The new meme in the industry of entrepreneurs is tell your story. The problem with that is most people's stories are boring.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do have a publishing company called Legacy Press, where we do story. And I do it because the author really wants it, not necessarily because it's a great story. They pay me to publish their book. We are a pay-to-play house. There are several types of publishing genres. There's the big house, New York houses, that will give an advance. Not so much anymore as they used to, but unless you're a famous person, But they do give advances, and then they work with you and publish your book and help you market it. But you have to have a big list in order for them to really look at you. It's different now. Mm-hmm. Then there's the independent publishers like me. You pay us to publish your book, and we help you with marketing, and we give you ideas, and we do bestseller campaigns for you and try to get you on podcasts and stuff. We do not do the marketing for you, but we help you with it, and you get a 50% royalty, which is high. And then there's the self-publishing world, and that's a very swampy world because you have people who say, we'll do your book for $3,000. We'll publish your book for $3,000. Oh, and by the way, for another $2,000, you can have this. Another $6,000, you can have that.
Right.
I know people who've spent up to $30,000 to publish a book that never went anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very careful when you're choosing which route to go. And with Itty Bitty, because we are a brand, people know exactly what they're getting when they work with us. So if someone comes to me with an idea, like when I talked with Chantelin about doing a book for the Chamber, I said, what if we did a book and each member had a chapter? And it was an immediate yes. And then I have people who I have a woman, this is a wonderful story, who, and I don't know how she found me, wanted to do a book on self-hypnosis. And she is a hypnotherapist, she does hypnotherapy, and once a week she would go to a women's shelter and for free give the women their classes on mindset, how to change their mind, and hypnosis to change their mind so they wouldn't go back into the life they left.
How nice.
And she was doing it for free. So she wrote this book and got a $25,000 grant because of it, and now she's been paid $25,000 to do what she originally was doing for free. So books have power.
I love that. I think that's true if they're used correctly and with the correct intention as well. Books for money is no different than any other business for money. You want to make money? Well, you might, but passion behind what you do, I think, is critical. And in this case, this is a beautiful compilation that's about to come out. And I just want to say thank you for coming on today and being with us and sharing your expertise and your brand and the history behind your brand, which is a brilliant story. So tell me, Susie, what makes your life brighter?
Oh, that selling books. Seriously, getting new authors.
That's
so
cool.
I get so excited when I get a new author because I'm a visionary. And when I get a new author, I see beyond the book.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for
doing their business.
It's an open possibility, and I really appreciate your passion for it. Thank you so much for coming and being with us today. The Itty Bitty Book Brand, everybody. And next week, I have an amazing author upcoming, Dr. Stephanie Gray. She wrote Your Longevity Blueprint, and we have an exclusive with her next week right here on Making Life Brighter Radio. So go jolly, everybody. Stay tuned. Like us on Facebook, and we will see you next week for an incredible in-depth interview on your longevity blueprint with Dr. Stephanie Gray, who is a functional medicine expert. All right, everybody, go jolly out there. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!